you want to break away from work? Are you trying to escape that business meeting? Do you need a rescue from that awkward social situation? Then you need the Faker Chief. Puffnex's latest revolution in social salvation comes with a baby butt soft tissue laced with our patented pepper perfume. Just make that ugly face when you're about to sneeze. Stick your face in the Faker Chief and achoo! Problem solved. Find Faker Chief at your grocery store in the Beano aisle. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 167.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome to the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And we're happy to have you with us. This is the award-nominated, two times running, and probably most likely, I don't mean to jinx it, but most likely two times losing.
This, everyone, is now a two-timing award-nominated podcast.
We need that guy to come on here and
that
just...
That guy holding a big knife?
Yeah, the guy holding the big knife to come on here. Martin Sheen, I think, maybe, or Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. We need him to come on here and say, winning. And we would be the winning podcast.
No, we don't need that.
No. Very old joke. That's why I had to think of, who is it? I don't know. Maybe it was Sean Connery that said that. Winning. I can't do a Sean Connery. No. Sean Connery accents have to have an S in them.
You can't say words.
Don't react too well to bullets.
Whoa. You can't do it without the S.
That's, unfortunate. Martin, whatever. Anyway, let's get on with some random stuff. Funny stuff from the last week or so. I have a thing to tell about Jenny, actually, that happened, well, between us. Jenny came into the office while I was working one day, and she just, she came in, communicated something, was about to walk out, then turned around and looked at me with her mouth, and she went...
She looked at you with her mouth?
Well, I mean...
Does she have eyes in there?
With her mouth, she looked at me, and with her mouth, she went... But well, her question... Yeah?
That's just, I don't know.
Her question to me is, what would you have done if that was a real fart? My response.
Oh my.
Very large, logical. I would have wondered why it was coming out of your mouth.
Oh, wow. Wow. And from there ensued the longest period of time during which Jenny did not speak to Daniel since their marriage.
No, she liked just that kidding. One a lot.
Well.
So if you walk around making that noise, then you should be wondering too.
So was she trying to fake you out?
No, just
oh,
weird noises happen sometimes in this house, especially when you come over.
No. Yes. Well, let it be known that Jenny was responsible for taking the podcast in that direction this week.
Yes, exactly. And it's actually going to get worse in a little bit, and that's because of one of our listeners.
Jenny's yelling at us.
So let's get on to our listener feedback.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring,
you
ring.
Have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you, our wonderful listener. Or listeners, depending on which one you are that is listening right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you there.
if you are the one who sent this in, then this is from you. And thank you so much. If you're not the one who sent this in, then please hang up and dial your operator and tell them a funny joke or ask them to tell you a joke.
And ask them why they still work as an operator, because operators don't really... Are there still operators? I'm going to try calling the operator right now. I'll get back to you.
I wonder if there have been any grandparents who have seen everyone picking up their phone and asking it interesting questions like where to bury a body and stuff. I wonder if there have been any grandparents who have dialed the operator and said, is it going to rain today? Or like, I need to bury a body. Or
whoa.
It'd be more like, hey, I need to bury a body.
Is that what elderly people sound like?
Tell me a joke. Yeah, really, really old people.
Over 100.
This came in, and this is a combination feedback, and I don't have a segue for this section, but I think we need to...
Do you have a segue, period? Because I would love to write a segue.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
So let's make that happen, because I'm sure some funny things will come out of that.
By segue, I mean segue. That kind
right.
of segue. Yeah.
A segue. Right. Well, I didn't want to correct you.
Well, so I'm thinking of calling this section, because we're doing this quite often now, and it's enjoyable. I'm thinking of calling this the Amazon noodle. This came in from our listener, Casey. Casey, thank you so much for sending this in. She said, Daniel and Jeremy! She gives you 4 exclamation points after your name.
Yay!
I didn't get any.
Oh, wait. Actually, that's on my birth certificate.
Jeremy!
Yep.
KWP Laughlin. I was listening to Radio U and heard the DJs talking about a toilet with Bluetooth capability, lights, and music playback, as well as other features. But for some reason, why not? I immediately thought of you guys. Why it made me think of you? I have no clue. Wink, wink. Not like you need any help turning the talk down the drain or anything.
Hey!
I'm sorry to all the listeners and Jenny if I create any potty talk, but this was too funny not to share. Keep being amazing. So she sent us this amazing link to a product on Amazon.com, and we will have this in the show notes if you'd like to look it up and purchase one for yourself as well, because it will be an affiliate link. But this is the Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, K3900 Zero Numi Comfort Height One Piece Elongated Toilet.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, when you... First of all, why do toilets even have model numbers?
Wow.
It's just, this is the toilet. It's not like the toilet 9000.
No. You don't want to... Like, if you're building a house, you don't want to get the wrong toilet to put in there.
The it's toilet XP.
Like, you're putting the finishing touches on the house, and you're like, oh, look... It's a pink toilet. Why did I not look at the model numbers?
Well, here's the thing that this toilet has. It is...
It looks like a cooler.
It's $5,000. Yes, it does look like a cooler. It's a square lid thing. Here's the description. Kohler's K3900 Zero Numi Comfort Height One Piece Elongated Toilet... is the ultimate in luxury, providing the utmost in comfort and cleansing with unmatched design, technology, and engineering. Adopting a less is more philosophy, the Kohler design team took a minimalist approach to the Numi's creation, arranging complex technological functions internally within a limited space, all while presenting extreme simplicity externally. The result? A figment of beauty and geometry with high attention to detail, featuring a series of intersecting planes that doesn't compromise on functionality.
What?
It's a toilet.
Even if it were a... I mean, it doesn't live up to that description, even for a toilet. It's a box. You're telling me you designed a white box, well, and you're calling it all of that?
Well, now here's the thing. They have a video for this.
Oh, good.
A commercial for a toilet. And we'll put this in the show notes, but I'll kind of describe what's going on here. It has a Paramount-looking start. These people live in an all-glass house, and they're not throwing stones.
Right. And the house has more design than the toilet.
And there are bunches of pictures of people, which, don't worry, you never see them sitting on the
why
toilet.
Why is the toilet out among everybody?
It it's in this glass house next to glass walls. It glows.
Actually, it is beautiful.
And then the promotional text starts as they animate this thing. Automatic open and close. Apparently, you just walk up and it opens for you. Heated seat.
Oh.
And it warms your feet while you're taking care of business.
Oh.
I'm kind of improvising on what their commercial says.
That's what it said.
Well, close
well,
to.
Okay, that's the business part.
It has a remote control that's touch sensitive.
And antimicrobial, I hope.
Water efficient flush. And I think you can actually flush it from this remote.
Why?
Control the water pressure, the water temperature. And this is for the bidet, the thing that cleans your room.
That's in there. Okay.
You can control how fast, what temperature. It can come out at precisely the right temperature for you.
Okay.
Elegance and beauty have never met in a toilet before this. The new me.
Oh, and they move the word letter things around so that it looks like new me. Still.
It's better than new we.
Okay, so it looks better than it did in the Amazon picture. But guys, it's in the middle of the freaking living room.
In an all glass house.
On a high rise. Yes. Is it actually a modern jail?
Oh, that would be cool. If that's a modern jail, that would be a fun place to go. You can read all about this. But the commercial that goes along with this, it's like, this is a piece of design. You should have this in your home. And don't worry, like I said, in the commercial, even though these people stay fully clothed, and actually they're dressed quite nicely and fancy, like, we're going out on a party and we're going to bring this $5,000 toilet with us.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
The party pooper video. Maybe this was Jennifer's problem.
She poops at parties? I don't know what episode that was, but you can look it up on cleancomedypodcast.com. But here are a couple reviews that came in with this. Unfortunately, both my car and my toilet broke down at about the same time, and I didn't have enough money to replace both.
What do you do at that moment? Like, well, my toilet's not working, and I really need a toilet, and I can't drive anywhere. Do you borrow the neighbor's?
He really has to go.
Could I use your toilet and have a cup of sugar to go? This is not getting anywhere. Go ahead.
The Kohler Numi was the answer to all my problems. Oh. Why spend $6,000 on a toilet and another $6,000 on a ride when you can have both combined? Luckily, the Numi can be very easily fitted onto the Husqvarna 8. XT722FE, which there's a link in the show notes, and it's a lawnmower, an electric lawnmower.
Uh-oh.
For $350. Plugged into that chassis, which comes with a powerful 173cc engine that delivers a whole 7 pounds per foot of torque. For $300, my plumber mounted a converter to turn my organic waste into natural gas that can be burned in a small, efficient engine to reach speeds in excess of 15 miles per hour. I've hooked up the Numi controls to the Husqvarna steering system, and now I can do my business on my way to work in style while saving gas money. Bliss.
Some people just... It's like I would accuse you of not having the ability to picture the things that you describe, and yet clearly you have an active imagination. So I would like to know about the schematics for the privacy shield that you surely have installed.
He said, in fact, well, this maybe answers it.
Oh, good.
In fact, it would have been a crime to keep this beauty locked up in an apartment, no matter how visible to the outside world. Plus, I can play the complimentary Barry Manilow's Best Of compilation at full blast through the integrated audio system.
Complimentary?
Yeah. The only problem I've encountered so far has been hooking up the controls, hence the 4 stars rating. The Numi onboard control system and touchpad are excessively complicated, and I still haven't figured out how to honk the horn without getting a splash of cold water up my bum.
Oh, I need to go.
Well...
Where's that? What was our sponsor?
The faker chief?
Yes, I need one of those.
Here's another review. Last one. Opening up this work of art, I found my breath taken away at its magnificence. Its sleek lines and tasteful design, rivaled only by its functional architecture, is a thing of beauty. I found myself moved in much the same way as when, as a boy, I visited the Sistine Chapel and felt myself in the presence of the Lord himself.
Excuse me?
It's stunning. It's functional. It's art. Then I took a dump in it. So, blame Casey for this one. CarrieBear09, that's K-A-R-I-B-E-A-R-09 on Twitter. Thank you, Casey, for sending this in. And if you would like to purchase your own $5,000 toilet, check out the Kohler K3900 Zero Numi Comfort Height One Piece Elongated Toilet White.
I'm sure you can use our affiliate link.
Yes, it is an affiliate link. And if you purchase it, then we will get a generous commission off of that.
So in other news, we are considering changing the name of the podcast to The Flushcast. We'd like to know what you think. To send us feedback, just write your message on a note card, crumple it up, flush it down your toilet. We'll get it.
Or as the Dog King 101 suggests very appropriately in the chat room, coming from him, the ramen poodle.
No. No.
Maybe he meant puddle.
It's definitely a potty cast, though.
But
we need to figure something out about this. We need to take action. We need to. Does Sergeant Packet have like a brother who's a plumber who can remove stuff?
Maybe. But speaking of Sergeant Packet,
what?
I'm Sergeant Packet. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp.
Okay, the only reason I play that is to remind people who may not have been around who Sergeant Packet is and why that's important. Sergeant Packet was something that was, well, we don't really know where he came from. Maybe he came from Kohler and he designs toilets for them. We don't really know, and we're not really sure that we want to know. But what we do know is that Sergeant Packet exists, and he exists for the goodness of all mankind and womankind out there. And it's a segment that occasionally we let him speak in the podcast. And last episode, I tossed out there that I now have an Xbox 360, and I was looking for suggestions on a new Xbox gamer tag to use, because I wasn't going to use my brother-in-law's gamer tag, so I needed my own gamer tag. And someone in the chat room, who has yet to be identified because it's too far back in the past to figure out, has come up with a winning suggestion, and I would like to announce to everyone that I am now Sergeant Packet on Xbox 360.
Well, I look forward to killing you repeatedly, sir.
I look forward to killing you soon!
So that it will say, you have killed Sergeant Packet.
So if you'd like to friend me on Xbox, I'm playing right now Halo 4, Modern Warfare 3, and Borderlands 2. If you're interested in joining me on Xbox, my gamer tag is SGTPACKET, Sergeant Packet. Abbreviated Sergeant, because no one can spell Sergeant.
I'm going to call him Sigged Packet.
So, Jeremy, explain what you were talking about just before the chat room. I mean, just before the show, of why you thought it should be Sergeant Packet before you knew it was Sergeant Packet. Actually, you kind of just said it, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
But you got to give me an A for effort in trying to find a way to creatively restate what I just said.
I just did this quick and realized, oh, you said that earlier.
We could hear the tape rewinding in your head. Yeah, actually, the Dog King 101 in the chat room pointed out to me that I would get to kill you as I was objecting to your name being Sergeant Packet, and now I'm all on board.
Well, now you can.
it'll motivate me. I'll be like, I'm not hunting Daniel down. I'm hunting Sergeant Packett down.
I'm hunting rabbits. Hold up.
Also rabbits.
But friend me, please. And I would love to connect with you. Just send me a message. Well, I mean, no one's probably going to find me, but maybe just send me a little message through either on Twitter or email feedback@cleancomedypodcast. So I know that it is really you before I allow some, you know, weirdo. I mean, you could be the weirdo, but as long as I know that you're listening to this podcast, then I'll probably connect with you.
The weirdo you know is safer than the weirdo you don't know.
Oh, look, Pooh.
That just happened.
So now it's time for this. Noodles in the news. This is really just like funny stuff that we see somewhere on the internet.
That little soundbite, I guess, to help prove that it's not simply Jenny's absence that lets this podcast go down the toilet. We miss her, but I don't think that that's the advantage to having her on the show is keeping it cleaner. Because,
well, it's clean. She likes, I mean, poo. And the Kohler 3900. Zero, you know, that whole thing.
Well, I don't mean that's not clean.
Keep it clean.
It's a different kind of clean.
With adjustable temperature.
Could that be our tagline? A different kind of clean.
Somebody's got to keep, whatever. I don't know. Anyway. This article showed up from CareerBuilder.com, and it appeared on CareerBuilder.com.
The web. And we'll the web toilet.
We'll have a link on this to this in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/167. The excuses you should never use when calling in sick. And they describe some actual stuff here, you know, factual, beneficial information, blah, blah, blah. But here are the strangest excuses that employers have reported that their subordinates have used to call in claiming that they were sick and needed time off.
Okay.
Employees' false teeth flew out the window while driving down the highway. Hey, boss. I can't come in because my false teeth flew out of a window while driving down the highway. How would they do that? Is that what they maybe did?
I don't know. So absurd that I question the validity of such a story that it even happened falsely.
Employee's favorite football team lost on Sunday, so needed Monday to recover.
That I believe. Yeah. And because I've watched and listened to people who get into sports, there's
it's a mental health day. And I don't mean that it should be necessary. I mean, they should be going to see someone about that.
Mental health day sounds like a holiday. Mm-hmm. Employee was quitting smoking and was grouchy.
Okay, suck it up. Mm-hmm.
Employee said that someone glued her doors and windows shut so she couldn't leave the house to come to work.
Wait, car or house?
Doors and windows. Must have meant her house.
Could it have been after an ice storm?
Like, it's glue! Someone covered my house in glue! And it's all clear and cold and shiny.
But it's really fun to peel off the walls. You should try this. Come over here and do this. Employee bit her tongue and couldn't talk.
Hey, boss. I bit my tongue and I can't talk. So I can't come into work today.
Imagine the person who bit their tongue and lost their dentures together. Let's see if I can do that.
No.
This might gross out some people.
Oh, gross. You look like a horse trying to eat its own tongue. Why is this not a video podcast?
I can't. I mean, you try it.
No.
Stick Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do the, you know, I have no teeth thing where you curl your lips over your teeth. But I have my teeth like this. And sticking out your tongue.
And try to hold your tongue.
It is very difficult. Do it. Do it right now. Wherever you are. If you're driving on the interstate, stop, pull over, you know, and then try this and let all the other drivers, you know, whatever, on their way by. But try this. You know, stick your tongue out and try to curl your lips back. And so you have the old man without a tongue. I can't do it. Anyway, I'll need to sanitize that hand later. And maybe the microphone.
You probably should have done that before you grabbed your tongue with it.
Our chat room is letting us know that they're trying it. By the way, we do this show live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. And we've got some awesome people in there like Once Dude, Sydney, The Dog King 101, Rose, Easy 5, Aaron J, Phoenix 815, Chaponis, Amy 4, JJ Lestrand, and several anonymouses in there. Thank you so much for joining us for the live show. We will have an odd schedule around Christmas time, but watch on Twitter and the schedule that's posted on the live site to find out when we're podcasting. Here's another excuse. Employee claimed a swarm of bees surrounded his vehicle and he couldn't make it in. I would expect him to bring some awesome homemade honey the next day.
I would expect him to have a few stings.
Almost reminds me of like a Samson story. Because there's this section of the Bible, an account of Samson, before the whole Delilah thing and the long hair. Well, I mean, he had long hair then too, but he found he killed a lion and then later came back and bees had made a home inside the lion and the honey was really sweet. And that's
weird.
So this is almost a biblical excuse. Almost, but not quite. Employee said the chemical in turkey made him fall asleep and he missed his shift. Employee felt like he was so angry he was going to hurt someone if he came in. I know you want to say something on that, Jeremy. But you don't have to. That's... it's okay. Co-host said he was so angry he would hurt the host if he came into the podcast. Employee received a threatening phone call from the electric company and needed to report it to the FBI. Employee needed to finish Christmas shopping.
I love it.
I mean, that's honest. That's honest, yeah, but for sick time, no.
Well, they're stretching when they say that it's sick time. Clearly, these people are just like, yeah, I can't come in because I have a thing and I need to do that thing. And
well, and these are just workplace absences, not necessarily sick time, but absences. They're excuses for absences.
But like I was saying about the one that needs the mental health assistance, I'm not gonna... Hi, boss. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna come in today because I'm so angry I'm going to hurt someone if I come in. So I think we'll both agree that I'll just stay home today. Okay?
And we'll both agree that you won't need to come in next week or the week after or the week after.
Absolutely. That's hilarious.
Employee's fake eye was rolling out of its socket.
Suddenly, I'm picturing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Employee got lost and ended up in another state.
Now, that can happen.
It has happened to me. One of the first times when my old job was moving locations, they were about to break ground on this location, and they wanted to give all the staff a little tour. I think this was, this was when the pile of dirt might have existed that you made famous. Because I think this was one of the times when you and I were working at the same company.
Oh.
But we met early this morning at this place outside. It was October, I think. It was kind of cool. But this was one of my first times driving to this place. And the way that I had to drive was kind of unfamiliar to me. And at some point while I was driving, I realized I should be there by now. Why am I not there?
Like 6 hours ago. No, not really.
And it turned out I was about halfway from Cincinnati to Indianapolis.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then
I finally realized, because I kept wondering, why am I seeing all these signs, like so many miles to Indianapolis? I'm not going to Indianapolis. I'm
45 minutes from Cincinnati to that point, so I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did a creative U-turn. So that can happen. And here's one for the ladies. Employee just couldn't decide what to wear.
Well, you better wear something, Gary.
I hope this wasn't for a company that has company uniforms.
Yeah.
It's very easy for me to decide what to wear. It's just grab something from the closet. Now that I'm self-employed, just grab something from the closet. I don't care if it matches. And confession, because it might get out anyway, in case Ray Ortega tweets it. Yes, I wear a bathrobe to work in the winter because it's warm and fuzzy and soft.
Wow.
And yeah.
And now you know. I should have worn a bathrobe to this podcast.
We had a recent meeting because Ray Ortega, Dave Jackson, who both host podcasts about podcasting, and I host one as well. All three of us are presenting a panel at New Media Expo, and we were planning our session. And at one point, one of the guys just stopped and he said, "Daniel, are you wearing a bathrobe?" Who wants to know? Does that make me any less manly? It's a
black. Was this an audio-only call?
No, it was video. <Just kidding. laughs>
You sound like you're wearing a bathrobe.
But it's very manly looking. It has no lace or anything like that.
Well,
it's,
one would hope.
It's black.
It's more of a kimono, really.
And in fact, it has the blood of my enemies on it. It's that manly.
Oh, so more like a ninja robe.
Yeah, that's what keeps it warm.
Ew.
So we'll have this link if you want to check this out or read whatever other fluff is in this article about
or lace.
Excuses over at cleancomedypodcast.com/167. One other news story here. This came in from Reuters. Anyway, Texas legislature.
That's a different problem.
Never have someone, or if you want to play a trick on someone, have them go through a sobriety test and make them say the word legislature.
Are you saying that you failed?
No, I'm just saying that this will make anyone sound drunk if they try to say Anyway, Texas legislature acts to make state safe for noodling.
Oh, good. Because noodling is what we do.
Caution, there is a shirtless guy in this photo, though.
Gasp.
Texas, this comes from Reuters, Texas may still have problems like a multi-billion dollar budget deficit and public schools facing major spending cuts, but its legislature has moved to make the Lone Star State safe for noodling.
Are you reading this in a Sean Connery voice in your head?
No, I'm just trying to survive it. Noodling, the time on the
put your dentures back in.
I think my eyeball rolled out. Noodling, the time-honored southern practice of catching catfish by hand, has been illegal in Texas, and noodlers were subject to a fine of up to $500.
Why do you care?
So you can catch them with a net. You can catch them with a can. You can catch them with a fishing rod. You can catch them with a pan. But, oh, be careful, dear Texan. Do not think to catch them with your hand.
Wow. Wow.
Wasn't that awesome?
That was awesome.
I think I deserve some awesome
I think that's
for
how
that.
The law was actually written.
Dr. Seuss with the Texas legislature. However, lawmakers from East Texas, the part of the state most steeped in Southern culture, have long claimed it wrong to ban what is called by some hillbilly hand fishing.
So they were trying to raise their public image by outlawing catching fish with your bare hands.
Senator Bob Dewell said this: "I personally don't noodle, but I would defend to the death your right to do so." What? To the death? Really? He's going to die over this?
What is happening right now? Is he being facetious?
He represents the East Texas community of Greenville.
Is this a real thing?
Yes, this is a real thing.
Well, now you know what the ramen noodle really is about, guys. I don't know if I've ever had catfish because nobody would let us noodle.
Actually, you have had catfish. Oh. Swy. I think Jenny has made swy for you before.
Well,
it's catfish.
You learned it alongside me, folks. I have had catfish.
It can be a family sport. We get out there and laugh at each other, see who can get the fish out of the water, see who can get the fish without losing it, said Marty Jenkins, which sounds like the guy who busted that World of Warcraft raid.
You know what's more fun than a barrel of monkeys?
What?
A barrel of catfish that you caught by noodling.
Did you know, though? 17 states currently allow noodling.
Oh, that many?
Yeah.
Have
you ever seen a noodle? Noodle, noodle, noodle. this sounds exciting. You don't know if anything's in that hole at all. You run your hands down into that hole, and all of a sudden, a fish comes out and bites you.
Bites you.
And you have to try to bring it out with your hand.
Bites you? What? You don't just catch it? You let it catch you?
Yeah.
And then you reverse.
In Soviet Russia, catfish catch you.
Okay. My whole paradigm just shifted, because now I happen to think that noodling, while shouldn't be illegal, it's rather stupid. Why don't you just reach in and grab the stupid thing with your hand before it bites you?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, have I misunderstood?
Wait.
What?
I think...
Hashtag confusion.
I think you're supposed to let it bite you.
No, okay, then rant stands.
And you try to bring it out with your hand.
The rant stands.
Because... Well, I don't know.
Because
it doesn't make sense at all. Oh, here it is. The fish will bite your hand to tell you, hey, get out of my hole, Jenkins said.
And you're like, why don't both of us get out of here?
You can try to grab hold of the jaw of the fish if you're quick enough.
If you're quick enough?
Most states ban the practice because they think it's cruel, but Jenkins contends it's no more cruel than catching a fish with a fish hook. You're going to kill the thing and eat it anyway. It's a Southern tradition. This is Senator Duell. It's a Southern tradition.
Oh, dear.
It's done in a lot of states. I've seen people do it. They seem to enjoy it, and we want to afford that enjoyment to Texans who want to participate. The bill now goes to Governor Rick Perry, whose position on noodling is not known,
but is probably heavily influenced by his daughter, Katie. Not really.
So, if you want a noodle, consider going to Texas.
That's stupid. It shouldn't be a thing. That's stupid. And there shouldn't be laws about it. That's stupid, too.
And consider this a teaser for a great song that fits in with this, but we'll play that song in the next episode of the Ramen Noodle. Episode 168.
Teaser.
Yes.
A Ramen Noodle teaser.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with piranhas, and one of our listeners sent it in.
I love piranhas.
Speaking of listeners, thank you so much, Metal Superior, who I think was doing a joke on Once Upon a Time.
Oh.
Metal Superior, for leaving a kind review for us in iTunes. We really appreciate the reviews. They encourage us and they help other people find the podcast too. If you'd like to leave a review of yourself or of the podcast, review yourself on our podcast. I think I'm handsome, charming, but a little rough around the edges. Please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. And thank you so much, Metal Superior, for leaving that kind review for us. We'd love to have your funny stories, funny stuff that you find that you could share with us, especially if you'd like to share stuff with us for the Amazon noodle. Send it to, or anything funny that you'd like to share, to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or you can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message that way. Or call 903-231-2221 and leave a voicemail on that system. And don't worry, it does not ring to my actual phone, so you can call any time of the day or night. You could hide it under a catfish at night if you wanted to and make a phone call that way. So that's 903. Well, you can find the information on the website. And check out these links. Seriously, you got to check out these links. And watch the video for the toilet. Go to clean. That's a phrase you don't hear. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com/167. Jeremy, anything else to say? Any words of wisdom? Anything that you want our audience to know?
Put a banana in your ear.
And also, I'll add this wisdom from John Steinklauber, the late John Steinklauber.
Oh, gosh.
Because he hasn't been with us for a while. So
and he was supposed to be here an hour ago, so he's late.
His wisdom.
I love poo.
He started that. I was trying to remember.
I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one.
Nobody can blame you.
And thanks for listening.
There's only one life worth living. When they try and shame you, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.